شيء جزاك الله خير الحمد لله.
ها بالكل بالكل بالكل
كويت تكلفت بالكل بالكل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. There is a question here about car finance scheme. There are different car finance schemes. Many of them are interest-based, which will not be allowed. What can be allowed is that you have a car which costs £5,000 if you were to purchase it outright. And if you pay in installments, then the cost to you may be £6,000. If you choose that option, that I'm not going to pay now, I'm choosing the option of paying in installments, and the total is going to come to £6,000, and that option is fixed. It's not left open, that it's either this or this, or that if you pay earlier, then it will be cheaper. No, the price is fixed. The price is higher, but the higher price is fixed. If you fix the price, then that's okay. Then that will be permissible. This is outright purchase. So you're purchasing, you're paying in installments. Overall, the cost is high, but you know the cost, the price is fixed. That's okay. Cryptocurrency we have already discussed, so I'm not going to go into the detail again. Somebody is asking about dropshipping. The standard form of dropshipping is not allowed. And the reason why it's not allowed is because dropshipping, for those who are unaware, is basically where somebody... You have a website and you advertise a product. You don't have that product. Somebody places an order. You then ask the manufacturer or the third party to make it and then dispatch it and send it to the first person, the person who has placed the order. The reason why this is not allowed is because you are not taking any liability, any risk. So therefore, dropshipping is not allowed. There is one scenario in which dropshipping could be made allowed, and that is that you, as the seller, you appoint the courier company, or you have an agreement with the parcel company, the courier company, that you will pick up the product from the manufacturer and deliver it to my customer. In this scenario, it will be allowed because the courier company, the parcel company, is representing you. He is your agent. Any loss arising will be your loss. You might have a separate agreement about how that loss will be covered with him. So then it can be allowed. Now, those of you who are into this dropshipping, you will understand what I am saying. Employment. If you are a car salesman, do you get sin if you are selling finance options? Yes, if you are selling or facilitating interest-based finance options, then yes, you will be sinful. If you are buying and selling cars, you cannot facilitate or... Yes, if you know that your customer has taken a bank loan or some form of a car finance which is not allowed, that is his problem. You're not responsible for that. But you cannot be the broker or be the referrer. You'll be sinful. But if you don't do that, somebody comes, they want to buy a car, you know that they've taken an interest-based loan, or you know that they've taken an interest-based finance, that is their problem. That is nothing to do with you. You are allowed to sell them the car. And their source of income, their source of the money is their problem. You have not played a part in it. If you play a part in it by referring or by acting as a broker, then you will also be sinful. Your income will be halal, but you will be sinful.
Just on that one, Sam.
Yes.
You know, working in e-commerce, if I'm doing something similar, but on a website, so I'm not essentially selling it, but I'm placing ads or the finance options on product pages. So question,
no. So question is that can you place adverts for such products? If the product is totally haram, 100%, then you cannot place adverts for such items. Where something has a multiple use, or you have a company that's selling haram and halal, both, and you're advertising that company, then there will be leeway for that. But if the company or the advert is of a specific product that is haram, that is not permissible, then you are not allowed to advertise that product or that company if it's 100% haram. Is becoming an auditor permissible? Yes, it's permissible. It's permissible to become an auditor or to become an accountant. You are not involved in the financial transactions. You are merely collating the financial data. So there is nothing wrong with being an auditor. There is nothing wrong with working as an accountant. Is working in tax permissible? Yes, it's permissible. Forex. Is it permissible to trade currencies in the forex market? Forex, we already discussed that day, that to make money out of forex is not permissible. Forex is where you, on the same day, you try and speculate, and even if you're not speculating, you're trying to make money out of money. That is not allowed. Is it permissible in Islam to trade in gold against the US dollar in the forex market? This is done electronically. Does this comply with Islamic finance rules? It does not. When you buy and sell gold and currency, you have to take possession. And these are, the purpose of currency is to buy goods, to buy commodities, to buy business stock. You can buy gold, but then you must take possession of the gold. Now, the possession can be physical possession or it can be constructive possession where it comes into your liability. If it comes into your liability, then there could be leeway for it. Can you offset any interest money from savings to pay off interest on loans and mortgages? No, you cannot. You cannot do that. If you have interest money and you have acquired it from the same bank and to that same bank you owe interest money, then that will be allowed because you are returning the interest money to the same provider. Likewise, as I mentioned the other day, that if you have interest money from a bank that is owned by the government and you need to pay corporation tax or income tax, then you can pay so. But otherwise, it's not allowed. You cannot use interest money for your own personal use, personal benefit. But if you've acquired interest from NatWest and you owe NatWest interest money, then that will be allowed because you're returning the money to the same firm, to the same company. Yes?
What about insurance finance? Insurance finance, you know, like car insurance finance.
What do you mean by finance?
So if you do monthly or you pay per year, it's like...
So if you fix...
If you pay monthly, they give you like finance.
If you pay monthly, you have to pay more. But if you fix that option, that I will pay monthly and I will pay more, then that is okay. That is allowed. If you fix it, you can't leave it open-ended. You understand what I'm saying? If you choose that option, your car insurance, if you pay now, is £600. If you pay monthly, then it will be £700 divided into 12 months. If you choose that option and you fix it, then you're allowed to do it because you fixed it. Kaun sa masla? Haan, lekin kaun sa masla? Sab masle? Sab masle ka ta waqt nahi hai. To koi khas baat ho, to aap puchhe. Ek zuban mein ho sakta hai na, wo iftar hai, ek ghante mein. Aur itne saare sawalat hai. Koshish karta hoon, moti moti baatein. How can interest be, what should interest money be used on? Interest money has to be given to charity. Sood ka paisa agar hai, bank ne diya hai, usko aap charity mein dein. Charity walo ko bataye ki sood ka paisa hai. Phir wo gharib tak usko pahunchayenge. You can't use it for your own personal benefit or personal use. I have a NatWest current account. Every month they deduct £2 from my account and pay me £5 as a reward for having minimum 2 direct debits. Is this classed as interest or reward? This is akin to interest. It's not interest, but it's akin to interest. Shubhatur riba. So therefore it must be avoided. Because they're making money out of your money and they're giving you some money on top of it. It's not clear interest, but it's akin to interest. It must be avoided. ISA, lifetime stocks, ISA, these are not allowed. This is interest. They are not allowed. 25% that the government gives or the bank gives, that is not allowed. There's quite a few questions on ISA ke bare mein, mukhtalif sawalat hai. So these are all interest based. Why? Because it's guaranteed profit. And any guaranteed profit is interest. Remember that principle. Any guaranteed profit is interest. Yes.
So in Islamic Sharia banking, they offer profit rate. And usually it's profit every month. There's no loss. Is that allowed?
That's why it's not 100% Islamic. Understand? Islamic banks are not 100% Islamic. They're trying to be Islamic. They say that the profit is more or less guaranteed. Not 100% guaranteed. So you can use it. It's okay. They have their Sharia boards. I have not looked at the detail. If you trust them, you trust the system, you can use it, inshallah. What is the Islamic... Okay, we've done ISA. Mortgage. Assalamu alaikum, I have two properties on mortgage just now. In order to get rid of it, can I give to my family members? I don't understand what you mean by giving to your family members. Pay off the mortgage as soon as possible or sell one house and pay off the mortgage on the first house so you are now mortgage free. Are Islamic mortgages and home purchase plans truly halal? They're not perfect, the Islamic mortgages. They're not 100% Islamic, but they're better than conventional mortgages. So for first-time buyers, go for it and pay it off as soon as possible, inshallah. I want to rent out a house, but do not want to charge extra interest if the person is late on a payment. But how else can I enforce them so I do not lose out on money? If you fix the rental amount, then that's it. That's how much you can give. You can charge an admin fee for late payment, but it has to be a genuine admin fee, not interest. And if the person does not pay, you give them a warning. Once, twice. Take a deposit at the beginning. Take collateral, deposit at the beginning. But you can't charge more based on late payment. You can't. Yes.
It reminds me of topic compared to insurance. In terms of pension, so obviously you don't physically have a pension, you have this account.
Pension is coming.
Oh, is it?
It's coming. We discussed it the other day. It's coming in here as well, inshallah.
You know the rental one, if you have 2 days, so you say that pay by, for example, the 30th, and you pay, let's say, £600 a month. But if you pay by the 10th, then you pay a grand, and you have it fixed in the agreement.
No, it's not fixed. It's not fixed, because you're saying 600 if you pay by 30th and 1,000 if you pay by the 10th. So it's not fixed. You understand? That's interest. That's not allowed. It has to be fixed. One amount. Not if you pay by this date, then this much, and if you pay by this date, then this much. It's a separate matter that if somebody pays you early, you give them a discount, but it's not conditional. It's not mentioned in the contract. Out of your own goodwill, that this person always pays me on time or always pays early, I'm going to give him a gift. That's a separate matter. But if you stipulate it, that if you, or if it's expected, that if you pay on this date, then it will be this much, and if you pay on this date, then it will be this much, then that is interest. That is not allowed. A few questions here about mortgage, mudaraba, bank savings, profit. We've already discussed all of this. Pension. So pension, there are two types of pensions. One is the final salary scheme, which is, I think, is also known as defined benefit scheme. On the final salary pension scheme, there is no zakat. But on the defined contributions pension scheme, which is the dominant pension scheme, which is the more common pension scheme, ulama have two views regarding this. The preferred is that zakat will be necessary. Then how much zakat do you give? I explained it the other day in a lot of detail. That the zakatable assets of the pension fund has to be ascertained. When you have a company or a fund or an investment, the whole value of that investment is not necessarily zakatable. You have a company. The value of the company is not just the money and the stock. We'll have the machinery, might have the building, might have the office, might have other fixed assets, the computers. But there's no zakat on those things. Zakat is on the zakatable assets, like the business stock, the monies. Now for each company or for each investment fund, that will be different. In some it might be 20%, in some it might be 50%. Some organizations like the National Zakat Fund might give you some estimates. But you have to find out your pension fund. How much is it worth? And then you need to find out that how much of the fund is zakatable. So if it's 50%, then you need to give zakat on 50% of the value of your pension. If it's 30%, then you need to give zakat on 30% of the value. And if you don't know, then give it on 100%. So you need to work out your zakatable assets on your zakat anniversary. Any debts that you owe to people will all be deducted. And any debts that you owe to the bank, you will deduct what you intend to pay in the next 12 months. That will be your loan deduction. What you intend to pay, because sometimes you will intend to pay more than what is due. So you can deduct whatever you intend to pay in the next 12 months, if it's a loan from a bank. If it's from a person, then you can deduct, you will deduct the full amount, because although they may have given you time, but they can demand it any time. That is the difference. If a person is in a contribution pension scheme and will not have access to the pension money until he turns 57, will he have to pay zakat money now? Or what will he have to do? Zakat is necessary from now. Now he can delay it until he turns 57 or whatever the pension age is. But then he will have to backdate it for all of those years, and then it will become a headache. So advice is, good practice is that you give it now. So you don't have to worry about. But in principle, you can delay it because you don't have access to that money. You can delay it. Sajid has a pension where it's invested in a global equity fund. Some ulama say he has to pay zakat annually. Some say he can pay when he receives. The correct is he can pay when he receives, in principle. However, the amount is so high that if he were to pay annually, he would not be able to afford it. Which is a bit strange, because normally you don't put that much money in your pension pot. But nevertheless, it's possible, in theory. Even if he cancels the pension plan, he would still need to pay, so still unaffordable. Whatever the case, as I've mentioned the principle, you can delay it until you have access to the money. Also, why is it zakatable when there is no way he can access the money until he becomes a pensioner? That's because you have voluntarily decided to put money into a pension fund, so that the company also puts money into it, or the government also puts money into it, and so that you have some security. It's an investment. That's the reason. And those ulama who say it's not necessary, they say for this reason that you don't have access to it. But as I mentioned, the preferred view is that it's necessary. He asks us to ask you every year, and I think he's very shy asking you directly. There's no need to be shy in Masail of Sharia. You ask. How do you justify ownership of shares as partial ownership of a business when shareholders have limited say in decision making? Because to be a shareholder in the business, you can relinquish your rights. Not even limited. You can say, I don't want to have any rights. I just want the money. I just want the profit. I will just be a silent partner. That's up to you. If you have shares, do you pay zakat on the full market value? No. You pay zakat on the zakatable assets of the company. So take, for example, British Telecom, BT. BT might be worth 100 billion pounds. And based on that, the shares are divided. But the zakatable assets of BT might only be 10 billion pounds. Because the majority of BT will be infrastructure. The wires and the machinery and the whole infrastructure. The buying and selling might only be for the electricity. That might be worth 10 billion. And the monies that they have and some of the investments that it might only be worth 10 billion or 20 billion. So that shows the percentage of zakatable assets of the company. Your shares, you will now have to give your zakat on the 2.5% on 20%, for example, of the value of your share. For other companies, it might be 40%, it might be 50%. That you have to work out. You have to find out. Look at the annual accounts and get the detail. And if you don't know, if you don't want to get into the detail, then give you on the full amount. But that's the principle that I'm mentioning to you. Is buying shares in gold halal? What do you mean by this? Is buying shares in gold halal? If you're saying that is buying shares in a gold business is halal, then it's halal, as long as it's not, the majority is not in debt. Majority has to be asset based. If it's asset based, then it's permissible, no problem. Or buy the gold itself. Buy the gold itself. If the whole idea is that the gold value will increase, then instead of placing shares in a company that deals with gold, buy gold. Buy gold itself, and the value of the gold will increase. What if someone is not able to pay off their student loan within the 30 years and the loan is avoided? Is voided. Maaf. Maaf, then it's maaf, finish. You don't need to make reparations for it. The government is saying is forgiven, it's forgiven. Why are you worried? No need to worry. I have a watch that I bought as an investment for £350 and I'm hoping to sell that watch once the price rises. How would I pay zakat for the watch as normally would pay zakat for a business commodity at the selling price? However, in this case, the commodity does not have a fixed selling price. If you have purchased a watch with the intention to sell, your zakat anniversary comes. If you were to sell on that day, how much money would you get? That is the value of that watch. And you will give 2.5% of that value. How can you give zakat to refugees who have no disposable income? They're struggling to make ends meet, don't have any savings. Yes, if they don't have anything, then you can give them zakat. They are poor. If you have lost money to an investment scheme and you're not too sure if you'll be getting your initial investment back, do you have to give zakat on it? If you've lost hope, or غَلَبَةُ الظَّنْ, your dominant view, 80%, 85%, you're not going to get the money. Then you don't have to give zakat on it. After 5 years, you get the money back. You don't have to backdate it. You don't have to backdate it. Because you thought, most probably you're not going to get the money back. So finish. If you get it back, good. Then you will add it onto your assets. But you don't have to backdate it. This is when you've lost hope. 100% or majority hope has been lost. If zakat was not paid in the previous year, how is this made up? You backdate it. You have to work out. Now, when working it out, you can, let's say that last year somebody had £1,000. They didn't pay zakat. How much is the zakat on it? On £1,000? £25. So this year you're giving last year's zakat. How much money do you have left? 975. So for this year's zakat, you'll give on 975, not on 1,000. Because that 25 did not belong to you, although you had it. You understand? That's the principle. When an individual is eligible for zakat, what is the maximum you can give them? You can give them any amount, but ulama says makruh to give them more than the nisab. More than a couple of £100. But if you know that somebody needs a house, for example, and their house is going to cost £1,500, £2,000, then you can give it to them in one go. What you can't do is give them 1,000 and then give them another 1,000. Because by giving them 1,000, you've made them rich. Unless you give it to them and they spend it, that's a separate matter. Because now they've become poor again. So generally, you should not give a poor person more than nisab, more than a couple of £100. But sometimes there could be a reason. They need some money for the medical treatment. If they're in debt, you can give them as much to relieve them of their debt. On that, there's no limit. Can you expand further on giving zakat to family members to avoid them getting into debt? Should they be in a position to buy at the time? They must already be in debt. You can't give them, if they have £1,000, you can't give them money, zakat money. They must already be in debt. How will they be in debt? The agreement is done. The contract has been exchanged, for example, with the solicitors. Or the Islamic transaction has been done, that I buy this house and I'm now in debt. Then you can give them. They must be in debt already. either under English law or under Islamic law. Lots of viral posts on Instagram stating zakat should not be paid on worn gold. However, I always thought as Hanafis we pay on all gold, yes. In the Hanafi school, any gold that you have, even if it's for personal use, you must give zakat on it. Unless it's fake gold. By fake, I mean, if it's 8 carat, 8 carat is less than 50% gold, then you don't have to give zakat, because that's not gold. Otherwise, any gold for personal use, for any use, is just sat at home. It's like money. Gold is money, currency. Money is just sat at home, you still have to give zakat on it. Gold and silver is the same. Don't look at what's on Instagram and social media. In some of the other schools of thought, you don't have to. That's a separate matter. Some sheikhs from other madhabs are claiming that this Hanafi opinion is incorrect as the hadith is weak. Please kindly clarify the matter. Don't worry about it. All the imams have their evidences. So we follow a school of thought. We don't pick and choose. We don't pick and mix. We don't have the time to go into the detail now. Can you give zakat to somebody who lives with his parents but he himself has no job or money? If he is poor and he meets the definition of a poor person, which is that he does not have £100 worth of goods beyond his needs, then he's poor. If he does, then you can't give him zakat. If he doesn't, then you can give him zakat. Somebody had gold and they did not know that they need to give zakat. Yes, you need to backdate it. You did not give zakat on your gold for over the years, it needs to be backdated. Interest, there's a few questions. We already discussed it in detail on that day. And I explained that in a lot of detail. Making a purchase online where you have paid for the item first and you receive it days later, is this permissible? Yes, it's permissible. Like on Amazon, eBay, you pay, you receive the item after a few days, it's permissible. As long as you know what you're buying. It's clear what you're buying. The specification is clear. The amount is clear. Everything is clear. You pay now, delivery later, permissible. How should Muslims navigate the dawn of the Zionist banking central digital banking system? Establish an Islamic system of government throughout the Muslim world. That would be the first step. Off the topic question, what is the status of this hadith? There's a hadith here from the Sunan of Imam Nasa'i. I'm not aware of the status, but inshallah it will be okay. It will be acceptable. Is it permissible to talk to a potential spouse before marriage and what are the boundaries? It is permissible once to look at each other and to have a brief conversation in the presence of a mahram, and that's it. Not unrestricted intermingling, not unrestricted talking and gossiping. Is there a mobile number you can share on the Islamic portal website or another method where we can ring at certain times to discuss any complicated issues where it's difficult to ask on this platform? I appreciate you doing these Q&A sessions. My mobile number is available to anybody who has it, but I don't pick up the phone a lot of times because otherwise everybody will be phoning throughout the day. My general advice to people is that if you have any Shari'i question, then ask your own imam, ask your own Mufti Sahab. Mashallah, in this area, you have Mufti Saleh Sahab, Mufti Ikramul Haq Sahab, Mufti Tahir Sahab, my teacher, Sufi Sahab, and others. So ask them, inshallah. If you need to meet me, then you can take my number from the Imam Sahib. Inshallah, I will give it to you. If I don't pick up, then you can text me. And otherwise, come and meet me in my masjid. Masjid al-Sajideen is my local masjid. Inshallah, you can grab me there and I will not say no to you if you meet me in person. Over the phone, I cannot guarantee. And likewise, our website is very busy. There's many, many questions that come. One thing I will say is that we have approximately 1,400, 1,500 fatwas on our website. So any question you have, try and search on the website. Your question might be answered already. But if it's not, then approach your local ulama, your local imams. If not, then try and get in touch, inshallah, and we will try our best. Any questions? No? Yes. Some ulama say 5%, some say 33%, different percentage. Generally, I would say that if the main activity of the business is halal, that's what you should look at when looking at shares. BT, Royal Mail, British Gas, these companies, you know that the main activity is halal. Supermarkets also, generally majority. And then there'll be a scale. Yes. Pay it off as soon as possible. You took a student loan, pay it off as soon as possible and make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving, inshallah. Don't come to me after. If you've got questions, ask now. Yes. You should pay minimum wage, and if you are an employer, you should try to pay living wage. And you should be as honest. Yes. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.